Oh, Mrs. Atbar, said Natal. He said it was his duty. Anyway, all the boys have had to go.
Men, said Nobby, rolling his eyes.
I expect you know a lot about the pleasures of men, then, said Mother-in-law sourly.
Mother!
Who, me? Said Nobby, forgetting himself for a moment. Oh, yeah, lots.
You do?
Why not? Beer's favourite, said Nobby, but you can't beat a good cigar as long as it's free.
Huh!
Mother-in-law picked up a basket of washing and stamped away, followed by most of the older women. The others laughed. Even the disappointed Natal smiled.
I think that's not what she meant, said Barna.
To a chorus of giggles, she leaned down and whispered in Nobby's ear. His expression did not change, but it did seem to solidify.
Oh, that, he said.
There were some worlds of experience which Nobby had only contemplated on a map, but he knew what she was talking about. Of course, he'd patrolled certain parts of the Shades in his time, the ones where young ladies tended to hang around without very much to do, and probably catching cold too, but those areas of police work that in other places might be of interest to a vice squad now tended to be looked after by the Guild of Seamstresses themselves. People who neglected to obey the, no, not the law as such, call them the unwritten rules, as laid down by Mrs. Palm and her committee of very experienced ladies, attracted the attention of the agony aunts, Dotsy and Sadie, and might or might not be seen again. And Mr. Harris of the Blue Cat Club. His admission caused a lot of argument in the Guild, who knew competition when they saw it. But Mrs. Palm overruled opposition on the basis, she said, that unnatural acts were only natural. Even Mr. Vimes approved of the arrangement. It didn't cause paperwork.
Oh, yeah,
said Nobby, still staring at some inner screen. Of course, he knew what.
Oh, that, he mumbled. Well, I've seen a thing or two, he added.
Largely on postcards, he had to admit.
It must be wonderful to have so much freedom, said Barna.
Well,
Natal burst out crying again. Her friends fluttered around her.
I don't see why the men have to go off like this, said Barna. My betrothed has gone too.
There was a cackle from a very old woman sitting by the well.
I can tell you why, dears. Because it's better than growing melons all day. It's better than women.
Men think war is better than women?
It's always fresh, it's always young, and you can make a good fight last all day.
But they get killed.
Better to die in battle than in bed, they say.
She cracked a toothless grin.
But there are good ways for a man to die in bed, eh, Betty?
Nobby hoped the glow of his ears wasn't singeing his veil. Suddenly, he felt he'd caught up with his future. 10 damn pence worth of it hit him in the face.
"'Excuse me,' he said. "'Are any of you Nubilians?' "'What are Nubilians?' said Barna.
"'It's a country round here,' said Nobby. He added hopefully, "'Isn't it?' Not a single face suggested that this was so. Nobby sighed. His hand reached up to his ear for a cigarette end, but it came down again empty.
"'I'll tell you this, girls,' he said. "'I wish I'd settled for the $10 version. "'Don't you just sometimes want to sit down and cry?'
"'You look even sadder than Natal,' said Barna. "'Isn't there some way we can cheer you up?'
Nobby stared at her for a moment and then started to sob. Everyone was staring at Colon, their food halfway to their lips.
Did I just hear him say that, Fefal? What do I want to be on a camel for? I'm a plumber.
He is the clown with the juggler. I think the poor man is several palms short of an oasis.
I mean, the bloody things spit, and they're a bugger to get up the stairs with your toolbox.
Now come on, it's not his fault. Let's show a little charity.
The speaker cleared his throat.
Good morning, friend, he said. May we invite you to share our couscous?
Sergeant Colon peered at the bowl and then dipped in a finger and tasted it.
Hey, this is semolina. You've got semolina. It's just ordinary semolina.
He stopped and coughed.
Yeah, right, thanks. Got any strawberry jam?